Wisconsin Eyes in Milwaukee, previewing this weekend's Democratic State Convention with State Party Chair Mike Tate. Mike, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, 2012, it was all about reelecting the president. What is the 2014 convention all about, sir?
It is all about beating Scott Walker, taking back the state Senate, and making serious gains for the Democratic Party, and we're really excited about the opportunity to do so.
Let's break that down. The last poll, Franklin poll, MU Law School poll, tied.
Dead
surprised?
No, not at all. I mean, first of all, you look at the last three public polls. You know, one had the Dem-leaning poll had us down 2 points. The other one was tied, and then the Marquette poll's tied. You saw Charlie Cook move us from a lean Republican seat into a toss-up.
To a toss-up.
This is what we've been saying all along: is the more people learn about Mary Burke, the more they're going to like her. Someone with a business background, created jobs, who's just been a phenomenal leader on education, philanthropy, and has a plan to get Wisconsin back to work and, you know, reverse this trend of us falling behind every state in the Midwest on jobs and the economy. We're in great shape.
When you look at the crosstab zone, the Franklin poll, still 30% say they don't, 30 plus still say they don't know enough about her, but she's still tied in the horse race.
Look, I mean, that's pretty normal. She hasn't been on television statewide yet. It's still June. As you know, a lot of voters aren't going to start paying attention until after Labor Day. We'll probably see the campaign start to heat up in the next few weeks here, just sort of if you look at the natural history of things. But clearly those people who've gotten a chance to read about her, know about her, like her, and she's a pretty likable person with a pretty great track record and someone that we think stands in stark contrast to what Scott Walker's done in the last 4 years.
Is she going to be able to go toe-to-toe financially with the governor, Mike?
Well, you look, we're never going to have as much money as the Republicans, and whether it's Scott Walker, whether it's the Koch brothers, we're going to have more than enough money to be able to compete. And that's what we need to be able to do, and that's what we're going to do.
You expect whatever happens out of John Doe 2 to be a major issue. Ms. Burke has kind of not said much about it. What about you? Is that going to be a big theme?
You know, I think I've joked, you know, I dated a John Doe and he kept breaking my heart, so I don't think there's going to be anything in the John Doe. We're not counting anything in John Doe to change the shape of this race. And look, we don't have to. We've got a pretty compelling record of failure on Scott Walker's watch. We've fallen behind every state, virtually every state in the Midwest, and jobs in the economy. People are having trouble making ends meet. He opposes raising minimum wage. He repealed a law making it so that you had to pay women the same amount as men in Wisconsin. You know, Mary Burke stands in stark contrast to Scott Walker and offers real solutions to the challenges we face.
Mary Burke also has a primary, Mr. Chairman. Do you wish she didn't? Do you wish Mr. Halsey would drop out?
You know, we're focused on Mary Burke. Mary Burke's obviously going to be the nominee. She's the only serious candidate in this race that's put forward solutions and is running a real campaign. You know, I'm not the least bit concerned about gadfly candidates, you know, that are out there for publicity stunts. Mary's running a serious race, serious platform on how to get Wisconsin back to work, how to turn our economy around, and that's what we're going to be talking about.
Do you think the candidacy of Representative Halsey will hurt Mary Burke?
I really don't. I mean, I think that this is all about Mary Burke's track record, her plans for Wisconsin, versus the record of failure we've seen under Scott Walker. Mary is someone who brings a business person's background to the race, helped contract into an international brand, close to 1,000 good-paying jobs right here in Wisconsin. Great track record as Secretary of Commerce, 65,000 more jobs then than now. The unemployment rate was lower. And we've seen her be a real leader on education, on philanthropy, and she is just someone that can put this state back together again and get us back on the right track with people getting back to work.
The Democratic Party officially usually stays neutral. 2002, Doyle, Falk, Barrett, the recall, Falk versus Barrett. Why is the party making an exception this year, Mike?
Well, there's clearly only one serious candidate, and there's only one candidate that is offering solutions, and I think that it is only fair to the people of Wisconsin to put forward a candidate, given all the people that are having trouble making ends meet under Walker, whose lives haven't gotten better, whose personal economic situation hasn't improved. I really think that it would be unfair and undignified for us to put up there someone who is just not serious about making change for the Wisconsin people. Mary Burke is, and that's why we're standing fully behind her.
Should he drop out, Halsey?
Look, you know, I'm not even going to get into, you know, whether he or anyone else, they can make their own decisions. Anyone can run for office. One of the great things about this country. We're behind Mary Burke because of the solutions she brings to the challenges that we face.
Okay, let's talk about the 8 U.S. House seats. Do you pick up any of them? Ryan Sensenbrenner, the P-Tri, the open seat.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to me about that one.
Well, you know, Mark Harris is our candidate.
Yes.
Fabulous guy. Winnebago County executive, somebody who has just a very, somebody who would have been a very credible candidate for governor, let alone, and is a phenomenal candidate for Congress, has a great handle and understanding of things like the federal budget, has a great track record in terms of balancing the budget in Winnebago County, is someone that, obviously being a Democrat in that part of the state, and I think ran unopposed last time, someone who's got a pretty good track record of working with Republicans across the aisle. I think he's a very compelling candidate. I think it's a race that we're going to see him play.
What about the Ribble Duffy? I ask about them because they haven't been there as long as the Sensenbrenners and the Ryans.
Sure. You know, I think that Kelly Westland's running a great campaign against Sean Duffy. I think that's a seat that, you know, if the wind's blowing the right way, we got a real good chance at winning. Kelly Westland's working really hard, doing everything right. You know, it's tough when you're running against guys like Sean Duffy that can raise unlimited amounts of money. But I feel pretty optimistic about what a great job Kelly's doing.
How about Ribble?
I think that's a tougher seat. You know, Ron Gruitt's going to make a good run at him, but I think we've seen Reed Ribble be able to sort of distance himself from some of the more Tea Party strong elements of the Republican Party that, frankly, people like Sean Duffy have embraced.
Well, okay, State Senate, to win that chamber, your House would have to pick up some of the seats, the Schultz, Libum, mm-hmm. Ellis, Moulton, Petrowski, what's going to happen there?
Well, I think we're going to take back the state senate. I think that we've got phenomenal candidates running. You mentioned some of those seats, and you look at Martha Lanning running in the open Libum seat. She's a phenomenal candidate, someone who's got, you know, contacts across the aisle, someone who could really do a great job representing that district. Penny Bernard Shaver running against in the Mike Ellis now open seat. Is a dream candidate, has raised a lot of money, is going to knock on every door in that district that matters, and I think she's going to win that race. Obviously, the Dale Schultz seat is a seat that on the numbers favors us tremendously. Howard Markline's radically out of step with where the voters in that district are. I also think, you know, you look at the first Senate district, the Door and Kewaunee County, mm-hmm. down in the Brown County
area. Frank Lissay.
Yeah, I think that's another seat that is absolutely in play. So, you know, I am extremely optimistic and excited about our chances to take back the state senate.
The assembly would seem to be a taller order. Even Mary Burke has said that the assembly may not go back to Democratic hands, quote, anytime soon. Agree?
I think that it'd be really tough to see it go back to Democratic hands this cycle, but what we're going to do and what we're very committed to doing is making sure we pick up as many seats as we can and that we have a path back to majority. Obviously, given what the Republicans did and the shenanigans they pulled around redistricting, they tilted the board against us. We see it the most in assembly races because it's easiest to do with 99 of them. But our plan is to build a path back. That's what Peter Barker's working on. That's what we're working on. And I believe we're going to pick up a number of seats in the assembly.
As I alluded to in the opening, it's an off year from a presidential standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
You read the national pundits. They mm-hmm. say that your party may not do as well mm-hmm. as when you reelected President Obama.
Mm-hmm.
What about the national backdrop hurting your state candidates?
And that's a question I get a lot, understandably. I think that that's sort of it doesn't take into account history or just simply the reality of the Wisconsin electorate. You go back to 1998, even back to 1996, we've elected a Democrat at the top of the ticket every single election except one, 2010, which was the worst year on record mm-hmm. for Democrats in a generation.
Right.
So I think it's a little bit of a myth that, you know, oh, in Wisconsin, Democrats can only win in a presidential year. History doesn't bear that out. Polling doesn't bear that out. And I think the manner in which people in Wisconsin vote doesn't bear that out.
Well, but the GOP nationally is talking about picking up 6 seats to win the U.S. Senate.
Mm-hmm.
They're continuing to campaign on the Affordable Care Act, mm-hmm. foreign affairs. Are those losing issues?
We don't have a statewide federal race here. So I think it could be something that actually helps us a little bit, because you aren't going to have, you know, outside issues of Obamacare and all of the, you know, sort of spooky mythology the Republicans have come up around that. You aren't going to have any issues with respect to foreign affairs. This is really going to be a discussion about Scott Walker's record and his plans versus Mary Burke's personal history and her plans and ability to move the state forward. And that's why I think we got a great shot at winning. Someone who's going to put Wisconsin back to work, who's going to be on the side of average working middle class families, That's what Mary Burke stands for, and that's why we feel really good about our election.
Is the Affordable Care Act, has your party turned the corner? Is that now a not a losing issue, but is it yet a winning issue or at least a neutral issue for Democrats?
You know, I don't want to speculate on how it is in other states. I think it's a neutral issue in the sense that it's clearly the law of the land. I think that, you know, you have leaders from both parties saying, hey, if there's problems with it, and any time you implement a major social program, there's going to be hiccups along the way, we're going to fix them. I know President Obama said he's committed, if there's problems, we're going to fix them. But the Affordable Care Act, I think, is going to be go down as a very historic program that did a lot of good things and provided access to health care for millions and millions of Americans.
There have been many court rulings on campaign finance. What is the current state of campaign finance laws? Do we have any rules and regs in Wisconsin anymore in the wake of some of these changes?
There are times when it doesn't feel like there are any rules anymore in Wisconsin. And, you know, in a state with people like Bob La Follette, with, you know, John Reynolds, with Pat Lucey and Russ Feingold, it's pretty disappointing to see some of the changes that have occurred, you know, both at the federal level and, you know, at the state level. I think that, you know, I don't think this will stand, but to suggest that outside groups can raise and spend unlimited, unregulated, unreported money in coordination with the candidate, to me, I don't know how that isn't money laundering, but apparently to some right-wing judges, that's just the right thing to do. We need changes, and I just think that this whole ruling that money equals speech is flawed on its face and really is inherently unfair to the average person. If money is speech, why are you allowed to have more of free speech than I am?
Is the party doing anything differently in light of fundraising because of these court rulings, Mike?
Well, you know, look,
is it business as usual in fundraising?
We always need to raise as much money as we can. What we've actually done better than the Republicans, this is an area where I think electoral campaigns are ahead of even corporate America, is maximizing the efficiency of our dollars, making sure that every dollar we spend gets the biggest return on investment, refining our targeting, refining our technology, making sure that TV ads we utilize are going to the right households, making sure the mail we send is going to the right households, making sure if we knock on a door, it's the right person knocking on that door with the right message. That's where we beat the Republicans. And, you know, they can talk about having the best technology in the world. The reality is we have more voters than they do, and we have the ability to drive up turnout higher than they do, and we need to raise as much money as we can, and we will raise more than enough money to be competitive, but we'll always be at a financial disadvantage.
I'm not a lawyer, but one of my readings of those court rulings is that businesses, corporations can give in Wisconsin. Do you agree that's the effect of one of those rulings?
You know, I think that I'm not a lawyer either. My lawyer always warns me about making legal interpretations, Steve, but what I'll say is it is clear that we have reached the far end of a point in terms of campaign finance, and that we need some checks to bring us back to the middle ground where, you know, people like the Koch brothers can't buy an election, where they can't silence, you know, the overwhelming majority of people. I think that, you know, you can start with some basic things that I think even some Republicans agree on, which is full disclosure within 24 hours of receiving a contribution. At the very least, we need to know who's spending what. Mm-hmm. I think we need a lot more regulation. I will say that, you know, one of the things of the recent McCutcheon decision is it does allow candidates and parties to raise more money. Now, I don't like the proliferation of money in politics, but if someone's going to have more money, I'd much rather have it be candidates or parties because we know where it's coming from, because that money's in the sunshine. And I'd argue that it's more important that we hear from candidates about their positions than from these shadowy third-party groups.
Okay. There's a movement in Washington to a constitutional amendment to overturn Citizens United. Mm-hmm. Does it have a chance of advancing or even changing the Constitution?
Well, you know, we've had several advisory referendums here in Wisconsin. I was proud to vote in favor of having a constitutional amendment overturning Citizens United just this past April. I don't think right now it has a chance of moving forward, at least from my understanding of where things are in Washington, but I think that it's something we have to do. We've got to do something to curb the excesses of influence of just a few Americans over the rest of us.
The number one issue against Scott Walker then is jobs and failure to hit the 250,000?
It's not even just the 250,000. It's the fact that, you know, the people who are finding work, their jobs that pay less than they used to. It's the fact that he's against raising the minimum wage. It's the fact that all the states around us, states run by Republicans and states run by Democrats, have more jobs that pay better and they're outperforming us. You know, the day Scott Walker took office, we were 11th in the country in job growth. Today we're 35th. We're 9th out of 10th in the Midwest in terms of new job growth. We were recently rated last or second to last as the worst place in the country to start a new business. You know, yeah, is he going to fail in his central promise? Absolutely. But it's more about the stories of the families that are struggling. Whether it's the sandwich generation that has to worry about caring for elderly parents at the same time, how are they going to pay for their kids to go to college, let alone save for their retirement? Those are people that have not been helped by Scott Walker's time in office. Put aside the protests in Act 10, Scott Walker did what he said he was going to do with returns to giving tax breaks to the rich, putting more money in the hands of corporate CEOs, saying it would create jobs. He's tried that. It's failed. Mary Burke's got a serious plan on how we turn this economy around, take care of average middle-class families. It's just, at the end of the day, Scott Walker's not on the side of average middle-class families in Wisconsin. Mary Burke is, and she's got the track record of creating jobs.
In an interview with me, Senator Kathleen Vinehout said Act 10 is no longer an issue, at least in western Wisconsin. She's from Alma. Mm-hmm. Is Act 10 still an issue in this campaign year, Mike?
Well, you know, look, Mary Burke's been very clear that she thinks we should reinstate collective bargaining for public employees. I think that that's the smart thing to do. It's the adult thing to do, which is, you know, you sit down across the table, employer versus employee, and you work out your differences. You make sure that people are being paid fairly while balancing the budget, that they have safe working conditions. So with respect to that, I think that it's a question people have. But I think people are largely focused on the economy and why are we falling behind all these other states in the Midwest, and what can we do to turn that around?
Your party platform would call for legalizing same-sex marriage. Do you expect a federal judge to order that in Wisconsin pretty soon?
You know, I have learned in the last 2 years of everything that's happened to not predict what any judges are going to do ever. I certainly, both from my history of working on this issue and just from where I sit as chair of the Democratic Party, hope that we join virtually every other state in the Midwest in allowing gays and lesbians the freedom to marry. I think it's simply the right thing to do, and I think that it's not just a civil rights issue, it's an issue of economics. How do we attract and retain great talent if someone happens to be gay when they could go to Minnesota or Michigan or Iowa or any of these other states around us that allow them to get married, and we don't treat them with the same level of respect under the law that those other states do?
We've talked about your priorities for 2014. I want to ask two questions about 2016. What's your assessment of Ron Johnson's record, and are you confident that your party can beat him in 2 years?
Ron Johnson will not be a United States Senator from Wisconsin in January of 2017.
Who's going to beat him from your party?
That is a great question. I think that we've got some really great talent out there that's talking about running. Obviously, Russ Feingold's one of the names you still hear out there. Congressman Ron Kind has mentioned it as well. There may be other great people running. We've got a lot of talent on the bench in Wisconsin, and it's a race I'm really excited about having.
Now, Feingold is busy as a special emissary to Africa. Mm-hmm. Have you talked to him recently?
I have not talked to Russ.
Is it your understanding that he's still interested in running?
Let me say this. I have not talked to Russ since he took the job at the State Department. As you know, Russ Feingold is never one to mix politics with government work. And I last spoke to him actually at the state convention last year. But I do know it's something that he was interested in then, and I think he's still interested in.
Okay, now let's talk about president. Has Hillary Clinton got a lock on the Democratic nomination for president?
Well, look, I think that Hillary Clinton is just someone with a phenomenal track record of public service, is one of the most accomplished women, if not human beings, in American history. I think that it would be tremendously exciting if she ran. I think if she runs, she's the overwhelming favorite for the nomination. But again, I think that it's a little too early for all of us to be playing the parlor game of does she have a lock on it or not. I think we all saw that show before.
How long have you been chairman?
This is my fifth year.
Is that a record?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
You know, the most recent chair served 4 years. I'll be serving, you know, next year will be my sixth year.
Do you plan to seek another term?
It's way too early for me to even think about that. We've got important elections coming up in November, and that's what I'm focused on.
When are you going to run for something?
I've already run for party chair 3 times.
I understand.
You know, that should be enough. You know, who knows what the future
holds.
But
you've never ruled it out, correct?
I'm not ruling it in or out. Right now,
Plenty of chances.
Here's the thing. All I'm thinking about right now is electing Mary Burke governor, making sure we get a Democratic attorney general, taking back the state Senate, and making great progress for Democrats this year.
Which is why you're looking forward to this weekend state convention.
Absolutely.
Mike Tate, thanks for your time. See you in the Dells. Have a good convention.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Out.
Great.